Crop Watch, brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services and by Crary Industries. Erickson Ag Advantage owner Jonathan Erickson says the crop conditions around that Cooperstown, North Dakota area are all over the board.
The small grains really look tough in our area. I mean, it's going to be, bushels all over the board from probably 10 to 40 bushel, you know. So, I mean, most of it's going to be an insurance deal. Very little, if any, spraying for disease. So it's a little unusual for us in our area. I mean, we're used to spraying for head scab and leaf disease. So it's a little different year. Row crop, you know, is kind of coming around. We had anywhere from probably 3/4 inch to 1.2 in most of my area. So that should really help the row crop. Soybeans have had a tough go. I mean, a lot, and edibles. You know, a lot of wind damage, sandblasting, some replant from frost and from the wind damage. So they've had a tough go. But, I mean, for the most part with this rain, I mean, they're going to come around. The corns, for the most part, is looking, you know, fair, I guess. And after this rain, it should, you know, start to turn around a little bit.
Any weed control issues?
For the most part, we're getting a lot of the dicamba on right now and try to get, you know, get it on the next couple of days, finish it up. You know, we've gotten some, you know, last week and this week to try to get it on before the deadline. And for the most part, everything's been working okay. You know, tomorrow's going to be hot, and hopefully next week sounds a little on the warm side. So we're going to need some more rain. But for the most part, I mean, the weed control has been very good so far.
At Linton, North Dakota, Tom Bernhardt says the spring wheat crop certainly has been interesting to watch. The crop did hold on for the first part of the growing season, but a lot has changed in the past 10 days.
Some of the first stuff that was planted is now shooting heads, and it's probably at best 12 inches, maybe 14 inches, lost all its tillers, and we're starting to see it fire up from the bottom. I'm just shocked at how quickly it went from looking pretty good to looking pretty terrible. And the other crops are still hanging on. The corn and the beans are looking okay. The sunflowers are just, they're in their like third or fourth leaf. They're young yet, but they all look okay. But the spring wheat and the pasture conditions down here in Emmons County and surrounding counties are what are taking it so hard because of the wind and the heat all the time. So
farmers are the eternal optimists, if you will, and Bernhardt is still holding on to hope.
Yes, absolutely. And the other thing is we started cutting alfalfa yesterday, and that's going to be half at best of what the first cutting should normally be in our area. Some places it's quite nice. Some places it's very poor. And one thing about the spring wheat, I have never done this in my life. I didn't do a burn down prior to planting or prior to emergence, and the wheat stayed relatively clean, in fact, very clean. So I went out and did one load of all the acres. When I say one load, I can do like a quarter. And I did the borders of several fields, and I'm not going to do any more herbicide. I'm not doing any in-crop herbicide application on my spring wheat. First of all, because it's relatively clean, in fact, very clean. But I think it's a little bit too late. It doesn't really pay to put any more money at it. So that's a historical thing for us on our farm. We've never done that before.
Dilworth, Minnesota-based Bo Jacobson with Premium Ag Solutions is right in one of those few garden spots this season.
You know, in the last 2.5 weeks, we've had 3 rain events that were just in time. You know, there's some lingering issues from dry planting, some weak stands, you know, shallow seeded crops, stuff like that, a little bit of frost damage, a little bit of wind damage. But, you know, for what's been thrown at us in the 2021 crop year, we're pretty blessed right here.
All caught up with weed control and everything?
Yeah, I think everybody around the area, you know, we've had some great weather for spraying. Things are looking well. Everybody's been across. Most guys were caught up on the soybeans before the rain event there on Sunday. So everybody's pretty happy in the area.
Yeah, how much did you catch on Sunday?
You know, we were anywhere from 4/10 up to 1 inch an attempt. So for the most part, we were in that, 3/4 to 1 inch range on a majority of our farm and a majority of the local customer base. This is going to buy us, another couple weeks. You know, the dry areas, sand veins, stuff like that, will start showing problems here in another week or so, I'd imagine, 10 days. But, by no means are we out of the woods, but we're getting enough to get by. Reasonable subsoil moisture, especially on the preventive plant ground. That's been PP in 2020 or 2019. So we're not, like I said, not out of the woods, but we're sitting good. We'll get to the 4th of July and, you know, one or two timely rains in July and a nice finishing rain in August for the soybeans. We're on pace to have a nice crop, but, we're two weeks away from a drought and one rain event away from a flood, like always.
And in northeastern South Dakota at Wilmot, farmer Jason Frerich says the crops held on to start with, but now the area is in need of some pretty significant moisture.
We look at the small grain out there in terms of the spring wheat, and there's just a little bit of rye that was put in. It really has taken a beating this spring, and it's been less than ideal conditions. I haven't noticed anybody baling up the spring wheat in our immediate area. I know as you go further south and west and get into the areas around the James River Valley of South Dakota, they have been baling up some their spring wheat that they just knew wouldn't make it. Our corn and soybeans are holding on here, especially the corn looks really good. You know, if we didn't know the history and didn't know the upcoming forecast, we think, wow, we have a wonderful potential here for a nice corn crop. The soybeans are almost in that point where they're starting to just kind of hunker down and hold on. We had some stand issues just getting everything to emerge evenly. It was a challenge this year, and so now we continue to say our prayers and hope for some timely rains.
And that's Crop Watch, made possible by Crary Industries and Ag Country Farm Credit Services. This is the Red River Farm Network.